Let's pray. Lord, I praise and thank you for the forgiveness and healing that you've provided in my life. I ask tonight, as I share my story, Lord, that you would give me courage and strength to proclaim that boldly. I ask for the hearts in this room, too, that they might experience healing and have freedom to share their story as well. Hi, my name is Kendall. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery from discontentment and pride. God's story of recovery in my life is one of freedom from sin that took root amidst abundant blessings. Sin emerged from seemingly harmless things in my life, took hold of my heart and mind, and prevented me from recognizing God's provision in my life. Let me start by giving you a picture of what my life looked like by age 25 in the months before regeneration. I was exhausted. Work consumed my life. Outside looking in, I was on the fast track, a dream job in management consulting and a recent acceptance to Harvard Business School. In reality, I was a slave to my job, working 80 plus hours a week on the road. In business school, while I was truly shocked at getting accepted, I'll never forget the dread and obligation I felt in reading that email, thinking that my rat wheel of a life just seemed to spin faster and faster. Busyness and obligation weren't new to me, though. I had always been an achiever, whether the goal was something I actually wanted or something I just thought I should want to do. Achievement was the expectation of my strict parents in a rigid church school environment, but it was also my own strong desire. I loved the affirmation I received, but even more motivating was the relief it brought from the constant stream of negative thoughts I held about myself. I'll get into more of that in a minute, but I believed achieving brought happiness, so achievement for achievement's sake came at the expense of everything else. Having first understood and accepted Jesus' free gift of grace my senior year of college, I would have told you my faith was my biggest priority. While I did have a desire to know and love the Lord, the day-to-day of my life revealed it wasn't what I held most important. I was distracted or falling asleep in prayer, unable to combat the lies that I knew consumed my mind, and felt generally uneasy and empty. I had an incredible community and godly twin sister who were pouring into me in Dallas, but my life was simply bearing little fruit. Aside from being exhausted, I was also always discontent. I had this inner critic pointing out how something wasn't as it should be or how I wasn't good enough, always. Comparison only spurred these thoughts. Don't get me wrong, my twin sister is my lifelong best friend and the greatest example of God's faithfulness in my life. However, almost every minute of my childhood had been an opportunity for comparison, whether that was others comparing us or me comparing myself. By my 20s, comparison and jealousy consumed me. Right before regeneration, it was specifically jealousy over a growing list of my friends who were getting engaged after quick, straightforward dating relationships when the man pursuing me had been expressing uncertainty at over the two-year mark. Lastly, I felt trapped. What had started as an attempt to stop feeling down after a college breakup turned into an addiction to working out, a battle with anorexia, and a recent swing to binge eating at night. I knew these were signs of a struggle with control. Ironic, because all my attempts to control it had failed. So that's me before Regen, exhausted, empty, discontent, and stuck. I stepped through the doors of regeneration in January of 2016, ashamed by my discontentment and overwhelmed with exhaustion. I was relieved to start regeneration. I had wanted to start for a while, but a pause in travel suddenly made it possible. I knew it might be uncomfortable and time-consuming, but I craved change. The first three steps softened my tired and hard heart. Perfection wasn't God's expectation for me or any other human, so why was it mine? That allowed some relief as I explored different areas of my brokenness. It also gave me confidence in deciding not to go to business school. I wrestled with tough questions about God in these steps. How does a good God allow evil? How can all things work together for good, but so much of my life and the life of others seems shamefully hard and not ideal? Tough questions, but God allowed me to experience his faithfulness firsthand by opening my eyes slowly to truths behind these questions. Inventory was incredibly time-consuming, but I think the key to my recovery. God granted me a better understanding of my sin, its roots, patterns around it, and the consequences of it. I had believed the lie that seeking perfection would make me happy. Behind this was pride and an ignorance of my need for dependence on God. This lie set me up to live in a world of shoulds, to be discontent in all circumstances, and to foster a shameful addiction to comparison and control. My eating disorder was rooted in that control, and the binge eating was triggered by a desire to just stop caring. God used the remainder of the steps to slowly work amongst these connected sin patterns. Confession and repentance led me to honestly and completely surrender my imperfection and acknowledge my need of Christ's gift of grace. The coolest part about this was feeling joy, love, and a genuine desire for the Lord in doing so. The Lord started to invade my days, not just my Sundays and morning quiet times. For the first time, I did not feel shame when thinking about my sin. It was in these steps that I learned what true forgiveness meant. Forgiveness isn't contingent on my action or an action of any other human. It isn't marked by me feeling better or hurting less. Forgiveness is a process between myself and the Lord where I surrender the justice for my sin and the sin of others to a good and just Father. Amends was and still is tough for me. Conversations came easier with those who are believers. Fun fact, I'm now co-leading a group of women through recovery alongside one of those believers, a friendship that at the time had experienced recent deep hurts on both sides. Sydney. It was amends with unbelievers that I struggled and still struggle to have. But even with my toughest conversations, I trusted that those were faithful steps in abiding with the Lord. And abiding is what the last three steps equip me to better do. I ask God to help embed the steps of recovery in my daily life. Be careful what you ask for, because God sure did give me plenty of opportunity to apply these steps in the months following region. I wish that I could say life was easier after recovery, experiencing total contentment and freedom from the need to achieve. The truth is, in the months following region, life challenged me in my sin. The job I had left consulting for didn't work out. I faced pride in that and battled fear I might regret not having gone to business school. Even more challenging for me, though, was having my two-year relationship enter its third year, still with lots of uncertainty. Making this harder was the growing number of friends getting married, most of whom started dating long after I did. This included my twin sister, who I lived with at the time. I thought the loss of sharing daily life with her just might be unbearable. New struggles with anger and bitterness emerged. You might be saying, wow, this sounds like a lot more discontentment. And to be honest, there was. However, God used the steps of recovery so clearly to help me navigate this season. The best part, there was and is true joy amidst it, just maybe not in the obvious ways my flesh would have wanted. First, fighting my sin looked different. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." New self-awareness helped me recognize sinful thoughts early and then stop to pray about them instead of letting them manifest in fear and anxiety. My expectation for myself had shifted from perfection to imperfection, and I found relief, peace, and love for the Lord in confessing that to God. I was convicted of my sin, maybe even more so than before generation, but not ashamed of it, less burdened by that inner critic, honest with others and able to see the sweetest of blessings that God was providing me, my roommates, free time in the evenings to go for a walk alone, and time to read at night. I felt contentment, at least more so often, amidst circumstances my flesh did not desire. The second thing that changed was my view of God. Simple truths I might have said I believed before became truths I experienced and felt regularly. Psalm 84:11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." God wasn't and isn't withholding good things from my life. In fact, my life is lived out of his abundance of blessings. In my imperfection, my definition of good may not always be God's definition of good. From this has sprung the sweetest of prayers, simply asking the Lord for me to see his goodness in my life. How faithful he has been in this prayer. God is trustworthy. He is loving. He is present and active in my life. And he provides opportunities each and every day for me to be faithful in loving him. I praise him for the way regeneration has helped me experience God in these new ways. And in full honesty, this is my greatest treasure in completing Regen. I love Christ more deeply than I did 2 years ago. I know him better, talk to him more often, and sincerely seek the guidance of his word and spirit in my daily life. Since writing this testimony, God fulfilled a desire that I had been praying about for more than 3 years. In less than 2 weeks, I get to marry my best friend. God was kind in his perfect timing, and I'm thankful for the past 2 years of him drawing me closer to him as a single adult, even though it was pretty painful. Whether this is your first Monday night of regeneration or your 100th, I pray that you believe there is joy, peace, and restoration in a daily dependence and relationship with the Lord. There is simply no sin or hurt that the Lord is not big enough to work amidst. Healing may not look like what you think it will, but I pray you have an open mind to experience what God's design for healing looks like in your life. Keep coming and go all in. It changed my life, and I pray it changes yours. Hi, my name is Kendall. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery from discontentment and pride. God alone deserves the praise and glory for the healing, relief, and peace I have experienced.